football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LV's Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris LV's Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
I am Sadia Khan and welcome to Immigrantly, a podcast about unfiltered, honest and yes, sometimes messy conversations. Today is June 23rd, primary day in New York. I haven't voted yet, but I will. Before this day is over, I'm going to go stand in line like I do every single election cycle. And here's what I keep thinking about on mornings like this. Most immigrants who are eligible to do exactly what I am about to do today won't. Not because they are lazy, not because they don't care, but because somewhere along the way, they were taught by policy, by silence, or the way this country talks about immigrants, that ballot wasn't really theirs to use. That's what today's episode is about. When I arrived in this country, nobody sat me down and said, "Don't vote. Don't organize, don't make noise." They didn't have to. The message was baked into everything else. Keep your head down. Work quietly. Do the hustle, the grind, but never complain. Be grateful you were allowed in. I want to sit with that for a second. Because many of us, and I mean immigrants who've been here for decades, who've built businesses and paid taxes and raised families, many of us have internalized this so deeply that we don't even recognize it as a message anymore. It just feels like who we are. We focus on giving back, on fulfilling our duties, on proving over and over that we deserve to be here, rather than asserting the rights that are already ours. The right to vote is one of those rights. Now, let me tell you what's actually going on, because the data, guys, on this is extraordinary and almost nobody is talking about it in plain language. So listen closely. Heading into the 2026 elections, an estimated 22.5 million immigrant voters are eligible to vote in the United States, including those eligible but not yet registered. According to the American Immigration Council, that's nearly half of the 46 million immigrants living in this country. So a huge share of us who came here, who built lives here, are already eligible to walk into a polling station. In New York alone, this city, this state that we built, naturalized citizens make up 19% of the electorate, nearly one in five voters. And here's the number that really stopped me cold when I read it. A recent analysis looked at 284 congressional districts across the country. In 126 of them, that's 44%, the number of eligible immigrant voters was larger than the margin by which the sitting representative won their 2024 race. Think about what it really means. There were more eligible immigrant voters in those districts than the total number of votes that decided who represents that district. entire congressional seats decided by margins smaller than our community's eligible voters. We have the numbers, we just don't show up to use them. And here's why. Our sense of belonging in this country is elusive. I don't say that lightly. I say it because I've felt it, because I've talked to hundreds of immigrants who feel it too. We tend to oblige without questioning, without asserting. We absorb so much. The microaggressions, the where are you really from, the your English is so good. And we absorb it quietly because we were taught that making noise is a risk. But here's what gets me. This country takes everything from us, our strength, our intelligence, our cultural knowledge, our labor. It takes immigrants who build their expertise over decades in other countries, and it uses that expertise here, often without full compensation, often without full recognition. And still, it manages to make us feel like outsiders, to strip us of our wholeness, to flatten us into a single story. The grateful immigrant. To be clear, in the 284 congressional districts analyzed for this report alone, immigrants paid $436 billion in federal taxes and $229 billion in state and local taxes in 2024. And they had $1.6 trillion in spending power left over. Money spent on groceries, rent, household goods, and local businesses in this country. So let's not pretend we are guests here. We are not. We are contributors, taxpayers, workers, parents, and yes, voters. And it's long past time we acted like one. The thing is, we've seen what happens when we do show up. And guess what? It's magical. Last year, in New York City's 2025 mayoral primary, nearly 60% of newly registered voters turned out. Double the rate of people who had been registered for years. Double. When people feel like their vote matters, when they are mobilized, when they are reached in their language, when they are told their vote counts, their voice counts, believe me, we show up. But here's the thing about primaries specifically. And this is why I'm making this episode on primary day. Primaries are often where the real decisions get made. Sure, general elections get the attention, but primaries decide who you even get to choose between in November. They are decided by smaller numbers of voters, which means your votes and your vote in particular carries more weight. Not voting in a primary is not neutrality. It's a decision to let someone else choose for you. Look, I've been doing this work for years, talking to immigrants, hearing their stories, and one thing I keep coming back to is this. Unless we organize, mobilize, and vote as a critical mass, we will always be treated as foreign. In a country that we built, in a country that needs us, in a country that whether it says it out loud or not, depends on us. So today and every election day after this one, vote. Not because the system has been kind to us, but because the vote is one of the few tools we have to make it kinder. For the next immigrant, the next green card holder, the next person who was told to be grateful and stay quiet. Because the reality is, listeners, we are not a footnote in this country's story. We are co-authors. that's it for today's episode of Immigrantly. If this resonated with you, share it with your community, your family, that friend who keeps saying their vote doesn't matter, because it does. If you're not registered, go to vote.org right now. It takes 5 minutes. Seriously, pause this, go do it, and come back. And if you want to go deeper on immigrant civic participation and what's at stake in 2026, I link everything in the show notes, all the sources, all the data. This episode was written and produced by me, Sadia Khan. The editorial review is done by Shay Yu. Our sound designer and editor is Lou Raskin. Immigrantly's theme music is by Simon Hutchinson. Other music by Epidemic Sound. Come back next week when I have an incredible guest on Immigrantly. Take care, be kind to others, and don't forget to vote.